Okay, now we're recording.
Okay, so now we
all
have
to order. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll.
Still you?
Public comment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, public comments?
Yeah, you don't have to read the whole paragraph.
Right. I learned that last time.
And it's only for things that are on the agenda. Like if someone had to leave, this would give them a chance to have their say.
Okay.
I got
the phone.
Since nobody else has one. Just observing this road, maybe a week ago I was in Toronto, and there were three highway patrol cars pulling people over, maybe within 2 blocks of each other. And recently I've seen that we've had a highway patrol up here ticketing people because obviously probably there's construction that's going on. So if they can kind of continue that presence, that would be great. So.
And did you notice the speed limit sign is working?
Yes, and I want to thank Mr. Bowler for bringing that up. It was a year and a half before.
I'll take credit for it, sure.
Yeah, whoever was responsible for getting it, thank you. Because
it was Megan.
I didn't fight for that for a year and a half.
I may have initiated that it was it, but it wasn't really me.
Right, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I had to stay on him, and I actually...
And if the police want to show up more often, I got plenty of soft beverages for them, and I would say other things they can have to eat. But they're welcome up here anytime. More of that, please, especially in the mornings.
Yeah.
You know, I go down that hill in the morning at 70, and I get blitzed. Like, religiously, like, 90 is the norm.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that in my report. Okay. So let's get the agenda approved and then approved.
Yep. Approval of the minutes.
And make a motion to approve.
Yep.
Yep.
I said yes. I guess that's all in favor.
Agreed. In favor.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you.
So all in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Approved.
Approved. Yep.
All right. Approval of the agenda.
The agenda?
Informal items, right?
Go ahead and say the item 4.
I'm sorry?
Instead of just that, go ahead and say item number.
Oh.
Or number.
Okay. Item number 4. Yeah. Approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Number 6.
Well, it's 5. Just item 1. That's fine.
Oh, item 1. Okay. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month.
I don't think they're here.
Okay. Discussion. Receive a report from BLM law enforcement about recent events in the area.
See them either.
Okay, maybe next time. Receive a report from the United States Forest Service about fire, law enforcement, and etc.
Hey,
hi.
Nice to see you again.
That's so great.
Come on up.
Do you want us to speak up?
Yeah.
Here? That's you. Yeah. Come on up. Get up here, girl.
Loud back there.
We got exciting news, so this is good.
I'll lead off with the big ticket item. I'm Katie Gulley, the Action District Ranger. For those that didn't meet me at the first meeting that we had a couple months ago, it feels like it's been a really long time. Just to recap the process of the Mountain Springs Fire Station, we submitted to the BLM, it's called the Appendix L, which is the request for the location change, on October 7th. On February 7th, we finally received approval. So it took 4 months for the BLM to give us that approval, but we were approved for the location at the mouth of Level Canyon. And so that's great news. From, I think, most people's perspectives.
Yep.
That makes everybody happy.
Yep.
So the next steps is the well. It's in contracting for the test well. We're hoping for around June 1st. You might see some machinery mobilize a little bit before then, but I'll send the board and you guys a heads up whenever the equipment's mobilizing, just so you guys kind of know.
Yeah. Is it for testing or drilling?
Test well.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be putting in the access road, and we will let the CAP know. And so while that's happening, we're drafting a conceptual design overlaying on the proposed lot, for lack of a better term, to make sure, you know, everything's going to fit and look at our different opportunities for a layout. And we're going to schedule a separate meeting just to scope to the public. So everyone that we already have on our scoping list, we'll send an invite to, and then anyone else that would like to join, it'll be a public meeting where we'll just talk about the design. And then we won't expect a full design until next spring, but we're still on track to complete in March of 2029.
Okay.
Will that scoping meeting be up here, or would that be?
We could probably just do it up here. I feel like the majority of folks with interest are here. Normally we would have them at the Forest Service District Office, but we're happy to come out here for a meeting.
Maybe during one of our meetings.
We could either do it probably outside, yeah, either before or after, just so it is a specific scoping meeting just for that.
What else can we do? What else can we do as a community to help you guys get it down there in Level King? What else can we do to help you guys down there?
I mean, I think we're on track. You know, I think at this point it's just getting through the final stages of NEPA and then the construction and design and then getting it built. So,
Because you know, from our perspective, I kind of said it here before, right, the first time we met, right? That I pretty much know every rock from Level Canyon all the way over to Drop Canyon back again, right? What I see permanently in there that's in the bushes is putting us all in danger, right? And I feel like putting that fire station down there at the corner where it's visible will cut a lot of that out.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah, a lot. Right? You go by the fire department, you're like, maybe I shouldn't be permanently living down here. You know what I'm saying? Like seriously, if you don't know unless you ride the walkers like I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get up in there, they drag all kinds of stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention the open fires I've seen in there. So whatever we can do to help guide that there and help you with that, just let us know.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. I think we're on track, so nothing at the moment, but if something comes up, we'll definitely let you know.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming. We very much appreciate it.
And then we do have a new law enforcement officer, Lonnie Johnson. He's been doing a lot of patrolling here in the Level Canyon besides our other recreational locations. And not saying there's a decrease, but there isn't as much of a nuisance as prior years.
Yeah. I noticed
whether that's the milder winter, whether that's just pressure from us and BLM pushing the unhomed to other locations.
Yeah.
We haven't had quite the occurrences the last couple of years. Not saying it's perfect.
No, I noticed it.
But and then as far as staffing, we're spring, right? This is spring in the Southern Nevada. So April 20th, we'll start staffing our engine out of here. We'll start see some folks next pay period, which is another 10 days out. And then staffing out of here with one to two engines throughout the summer.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you all for coming. Is that new officer that you hired, is he permanent up here?
Yes.
This is his duty station?
The Spring Mountains National Recreational Area is his duty station, yes.
Yeah, good. So he'll be up here throughout the spring and the summer?
Year round?
Yep.
Yeah, so he was a transplant from Utah. He had come down here several times for our Winter Alliance during the holiday time during Christmas.
Yep.
He would come down to deal with all the snow play and wild Lee Canyon. So he wanted to be here. So he's down here and he's happy.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, spring and summer will be important for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll invite him to one of these meetings.
Sure.
Just because he's new, and so you guys can put a face to a name.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then I know the other folks bring like statistics, so we can bring anything that has to be said, not too much to share.
Right.
And I didn't give you my card. You haven't called me about it. I'll get you tied in with my patrol that's down here so that you can have conversations with him.
Let's handle that tonight.
Okay?
And I'll get you my number.
Okay.
Right? And then we can share that guy's contact information with me because I'm literally all the time on there.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate
thank you. Thank you guys for coming. We very
appreciate
much appreciate
it. All right. Next, number four, receive a report from Mountain Springs Volunteer Fire Department. Chief.
That's me. We had five calls since the last meeting we had. We had seven people at that time. We're down to four and a half now. Got two people left, and one gal will be leaving. So we're down to four people. That's it. Not a volunteer staff here. Chief Lundquist is here. He's my boss from the Hales. He's in charge of the Mountain Rural Division, and they're looking to get more people up here. It's just a matter of time. So right now we're staffed. I'm here on Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays. Pat Foley, gentleman in the back there, he's here on Wednesdays usually. I've got another one or two people. They come in off and on. That's it. So we're trying to get as much as we can, but you guys are on your own up here pretty much, to be honest with you. Even when you have one person, when you have one person can do. So we're trying our best. Chief, would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, funny you ask what you can do. You can sign up to volunteer firefighter.
Sure.
I got five applications and five people sitting here, so we're good to go. Right? So, I'm willing to talk you guys through it if anybody's interested in it. It is a little bit of work to get through the process. Once you get through it, it's pretty easy. Just if you're a resident out here, just require you to be on duty at certain times. But we can certainly talk about it if anybody's interested. Definitely looking for people up in this area because nobody lives here. We can get you guys EMT trained, all that good stuff. I can give you my card as well if anybody's ever interested. You guys want to give my phone number?
Yep.
Be happy to talk to anybody if you got interest at all.
Do they have to live up here?
What's that?
Do they have to live up here?
No. So the way we have non-resident volunteers. That's like Chuck saying. Chuck's not even a resident here. He just happens to run. He's a station chief because he puts so much time in. Pat's a non-resident, so he comes in and does a shift and then goes home. We are getting more and more of those in. The problem is that they come here for 8 hours at a time, and there's no guarantee. We can't predict when things happen, right? So they come here for 8 hours and they go home, and then they don't really come back if there's a call here because they're 40 minutes out. So by that time, we usually have 66 coming up or corrupt coming up on the other side. So the residents are the ones that make the biggest difference because you're 5 minutes away, you come in and pick up a unit and go help somebody out. So that's what we're looking for. We are continuing to put non-residents up here. It's just a trickle process, and those people generally get hired on the paid side sometimes and then get out. So it's just refilling that loop every once in a while. Residents are the ones that really make the biggest difference within the communities. Keep your eyes and ears open. I'll give you my card to the board. Megan has my information too. If you guys say, oh, what's his name or whatever, talk to Megan. She'll talk quite a bit. So.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Chief.
The more the barrier up here, so we'll recognize that some people live up here. It's so much easier for everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
See a report from Clark County Administrative Services and NDOT updates.
So you guys already stole my thunder with the sign, the speed reader sign. And I definitely had to stay on that. And I actually got a thank you email from NDOT today to thank me for staying on them for to get it fixed.
Oh.
Hey, I'm going to take it. Okay.
Frame it.
I know. I just thought that was kind of an interesting reversal there.
Yeah.
But hey, that's good. At least I wasn't, completely bugging them, make them crazy. The La Top race is coming, and I forgot to get the date. We had a meeting on it today. I have asked them. They are going to be sending mailers out to everyone. And then there's going to be signage. They are going to be emailing me map and everything. I'm going to be emailing to everyone I have email addresses for. So we're trying to help them communicate more than they were able to, or they did their first year. So
what is that?
Tour de France.
It's the Tour de France.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, that got filtered.
Last year, because of the wind, yeah.
And is that's going to be coming through Mountain Spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to come through here, and they turn around at Sandy Valley Road, and then go back.
Oh, wow.
That's where they go.
And they, last time, 2 years ago, they had a commitment to be off of 160 by 12 o'clock, and they were off, or 12:15, I think, and they were off at like 12:12. I mean, so they understand that they are asking a lot, and so they make commitment to try to make it better for everybody.
That's cool.
So that road will be 160 will be shut down during that time period.
It's May 4th. It will not be shut down. It will be one way. It'll be just two lanes. So the top will have the westbound lanes, and then traffic will be coming and going on the eastbound lanes. Yeah. Well, they first tried to close it.
Mm. Well, where does that?
2 years ago, they tried to close it.
There's one by the ASL. Same thing about 4 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have. It wouldn't surprise me if they decided to trash
it. And where does it start at? Like Fort Apache?
It starts at the ballpark in Summerlin.
Oh wow.
It's a 75-mile race.
Oh, so they do the whole back road.
No, they come 159. Yeah. It's a road race. Wow. So it's like Tour de France. So it's a road race. It comes. It's going 159 up here, turn around and go back. And then there's a 45-mile race. There's a 28-mile race, I think. And then there's a family race. So. Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's kind of a neat thing for us to be having an international thing like that. It's kind of funny. I'm a big audiobook person, and I always listen to ones, British ones, and I just listened to one where a cyclist was murdered, and he was training for the Le Top race in France. So I was like, I know what that is. So, anyway, do we want to do a spring cleanup?
Yes.
Do we want the dumpsters? Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right, so we've done it.
That's a good tradition.
We've done it Memorial Day weekend. Does that work for everybody?
Where do they bring the dumpsters?
The way we've done it is we have one on one side of the road and one on the other side at the frontage roads.
It's
and
Pinion.
It's
Pinion.
Pinion.
Yeah, Pinion, and that's the guy's name, isn't it, over there?
Warner.
Warner.
Oh, yeah.
Like Paul Warner?
Yeah,
Paul Warner Road, yeah.
Oh, I pulled that out of nowhere.
That was pretty nice.
That's how it's been done. I have them deliver two, one each on Friday, and then replace them on Saturday. It seems to have been working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said replace Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
What day is this again?
Memorial Day weekend.
Got it.
So, yeah, I'll deliver on Friday, and usually they get filled up pretty quick because people see them all. You know, and then I'll have them replaced on Saturday. So,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And last time we had quite the drama, so please put your trash into the dumpster.
Right.
Is there anything I can't do?
I wasn't this last year.
Paint, oil, and batteries are household hazardous, so those can go.
TVs can go?
As far as I know. Paint, oil, and batteries is what I've been told.
Cool.
If I don't know anything about it. Just paint oil and batteries. Yeah. That's all I know.
You said that's a no.
Paint, oil, and batteries.
That's a no.
Paint, oil, and batteries are considered household hazardous. And so those are the only
everything
things that can't. If you guys have a big need for paint, oil, and batteries, let me know, and we can get the household hazardous truck up here. But there's only two for the whole county, so we'd have to plan quite a bit in advance for that. But if you think there's a big need for that, let me know.
For batteries and oils, you can actually take those right to Walmart.
Oh.
And take them to their service center doors. They're more than happy to accept all that for free.
Oh, like all kinds of batteries?
Batteries and paint.
And oil.
Oil.
Oh,
that's good.
Interesting. Good to know.
Nice.
Yes.
That's really good to know. Okay.
Something that they don't advertise a lot. But
yeah, no kidding. Okay.
Any oil, you can also take any auto parts store if you're changing your oil.
Really?
Let's go to auto parts stores.
Interesting. Okay. The only other thing, we're doing like a little mini Renaissance fair in Shakespeare in the Park in Sandy Valley on April 5th. So if you want to come down for that, it should be neat. They're doing a Comedy of Errors. The Nevada Shakespeare Festival is doing that. So we're going to have a little mini Ren fair with activity stuff, and then the play starts at 7.
I'm figuring they're at the...
at the park.
Okay. Yeah. Which is where the hall is, the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At Peace Park. So.
What was the date? April 5th?
April 5th. It's going to be a fun little thing. I have the king and queen coming. I talked to a guild. I know nothing about Renaissance fairs, so I talked to a guild, and the king and queen, and they're the same ones that are the king and queen for the Renaissance fair at Sunset Park.
Oh.
So we got the big time king and queen. So. And there, I've been told there may be a unicorn walking around.
So. Okay. Spring cleanup. We're done?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, sorry. That was mine. I'm done with
it. No problem. I got it for next time. Planning and zoning?
Nothing.
Typically nothing. Okay. Is that typical?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really much here in this area.
There's maybe one or two a year.
What are those typically?
It would be a zone change. That like the bar has had use permits for music, live music. It could be like the subdivision that's wanting to go up, that's approved up at Mount Hodesy. Could be stuff at, it's any kind of zoning thing.
Got it. That would affect us.
That's in your area.
Got it.
Yeah.
General business.
Nothing today.
I have one question. So that subdivision in Hodesy, that did get approved?
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay
then. How big is it? Oh, but
I don't think that 105 homes, I think.
Right,
if I
don't think the Forest Service approved the road or something. I think that there was so small.
There's still some
the
stuff
logistics
to
are
work
right.
out, mm-hmm. which is not unusual for a subdivision. Once you get it approved, you have to work out the details.
Right.
So.
Where's the access to that
subdivision?
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
No, this is past the Boy Scout camp. This is Augie's property.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
The access road would be Boy Scout Camp Road.
Oh, okay.
Is that the road where the lights are that no one wants on?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Okay, cool. Comments by general public?
Yeah, I have one. While Forest Service is here, when you think about it, if you would give me contact information for... and I talked to him one time about the gentleman that would come and kind of clean up
mm-hmm.
your lot.
Oh, right. The state forestry. Yeah.
The state. Is that in the state or was that?
That was the
state.
State.
Fantastic. What's that?
Nevada Division of Forestry.
That's the Nevada Division of Forestry?
Yeah. So they work with you to clean your property, make it fire-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
And I didn't know if everybody had that contact information and we were the last ones to get it, or if we should share that amongst the neighbors. And
if this is something you want to do, we can have, I was talking to Chief Lundquist about that. And he left, right?
What's his name? Like Havery or something like that? What's the guy's name? Like
Havery?
Feel free to,
disseminate
that information.
I just didn't do anything with it because I just made it.
They were talking about what we had talked about defensive space and or defensible space and
decreasing fuel.
Yes, fuel reduction.
Yeah.
Talking about just the education portion of it, or actually
no, just
people up here to
the people that came from execution.
They have a grant. They have a grant that allows people to have it implemented. Clear shrubs and
right
trees and stuff like that.
Oh, I had those guys. Sorry, I had those guys come out. I'll have all of them come out. They came to Red Rock.
One key thing though is in years past, they would come on your property if you asked them to, and they would give you a list of what needed to be done. And if you didn't want them to do it exactly that way, they walked away. Mm-hmm. With this new grant that they have, they allow you to pick and choose how you want to trim, how high, what trees. And they did a great job on that.
Yeah,
they
did.
All listeners was great.
Yeah.
They did mine also.
They were a race of that last trip.
They actually walked the whole property.
Yep.
Tree by tree.
Can they do it beyond the, like they did ours was great. They sent
right.
a problem. We looked at the end of Benedict. They did a great job. In fact, they were here a few years back and they did it and it was great.
Right.
But the, there's, I go out and walk up there and there's a lot of it stuff that could, there's a lot of dead trees up there and they go up there and cut those
that's
down.
If it's private property, yeah. they have to have.
Well, I think it's a BLM or
the Forest Service.
Well, some of that area by, some of that area, that 40 acres where they wanted to build, that's private property. I mean,
okay,
well, it's forest
talking,
now, actually.
Yeah, but if you go up Anvil's Ring Road, which is at the end of Benedict, we call it Fire Road,
yep.
and you go north from
that's
there,
all forest.
That's
all
forest
streams, and there's a lot of dead trees up there just waiting to burn.
Just depends whose jurisdiction it is. If it's Forest Service, BLM, and yes, like there's different obviously agencies that work in those areas. And there is a big push for everybody to identify those areas. to get some of that stuff taken care of.
Depending on how high up you're hiking, it could be wilderness.
Which means you can't do anything, is that correct? Or you're limited.
There's a challenge that comes with it, so
you're
not going to get five dudes with chainsaws to go in there because of camera and power equipment in the wilderness.
Well, the only one thing, I stay on the Angels Ring Road, which turns into a big trail that goes all the way out to the meadows.
That would probably be wilderness.
Yeah, and out there is a lot of dead trees that are just waiting to start fire. It's very scary.
So
I don't know whose you know, domain it would be or who would do it, but I think it needs to, somebody needs to look at it.
And one of the biggest things that you guys can control, like you're talking about, is a defensible space with your own homes.
Yeah.
And getting people out here, like you've said, they do come out here and ask me, can we do this? And if you say yes, they'll do it.
I'd love to go just take a chainsaw out there myself and do it.
But if there's like one or two, there's only one or two homeowners here that are willing to do it, they come, it's like they have to have a big push for people to come in here. The word to those grants, they're not just going to do it for one person.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did it last year, which was good. I said, I think a lot of people did it last year up here.
Yeah, it was great, Kevin, on our property. It was great, but everything around it is, we're safer. But out there is...
We live right on the edge.
Yeah, we're right on the edge of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a nice fire break behind the house on both sides, but out there...
Yeah, I think the struggle with that's going to be the fact that it's...
Who's domain is it, or whose jurisdiction?
I think what they said in the back was that was...
wilderness.
National wilderness, which
it is,
cannot...
It is, too.
If it's designated wilderness in the U.S., you cannot take a gas-powered anything in it. You cannot burn fuel. Ice engines out.
No wheels.
So, no wheels, no nothing. You cannot drag anything in there. So while that's great in places like Idaho and some of those really remote places, here it's kind of an issue. So I don't know if that's gonna, I mean, you just, the Fed says you can't do it. So that's what he was referring to. Was that if you try to get that out of there, you literally have to do it with a handsaw and a horse. That's about the only thing you're going to get in there. Right.
Well, there's two things. So NDF came out to Red Rock. I have their contact information. They're the ones working on the grant. I will tell them that you guys are interested.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Forest Service, that's got that guy right there.
We're also going
He's fire maintenance officer, fire management officer for the forest.
We've got NDF. We're going out to Blue Diamond tomorrow, actually. It's just to identify areas. And there's a big push for it. Just depending on the communities. So I'm going to be talking to them tomorrow. Bring this up, and Mountain Springs is also interested. And right now, it's just the point of like, let's identify areas that need to be, that we can control. We can go into the communities and take care of them, right? So that's the push of them tomorrow. I'm going to talk to them, and I'll say, just had a meeting in Mountain Springs, they're also interested. And so we'll see what we can set up as well.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
NDF was up here a couple of months ago. They had two hand crews, and they were up on Pinion Drive. And I talked to the guys, yes, there's a couple of houses. They had trees cut, and they cut them down for them, cleaned it all up, and they were happy to do it. They were just there one day.
They're quick.
Nice.
Next meeting, May 14th.
I think I'm probably late on this. Does anybody know what the underground coming up the hill is?
It's fiber.
That's right, fiber optics.
Yeah,
it's fiber. It's going throughout the state. And it's through federal grants to bring it to outlying areas. So
they're bringing it right to the houses, to the properties, or just to the street?
I don't know. I need to get more details on that. I just know that...
I've been waiting for that for like 28 years.
Oh, I know. I know.
Rump has been saying we're going to do it, but this didn't happen.
Well... Valley Electric was saying that.
That's right. No, we are all hoping for free.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to Sunny Valley yet either. So, and we were supposed to go first.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fiber coming in. And as I was driving up and saw the things, I thought I should have gotten an update on that. So I'll have that for you.
So last time I stopped and talked to them down the road, they had no idea how they were getting over the mountain.
They were literally
on the other side of Level Canyon Road. And I asked them, I said, hey, how are you guys getting over the mountain? I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there.
Well, I saw it coming this way. So
I saw it coming this way,
they're
like, we're not sure how we're getting over the mountain. I'm like, okay, good talk. So it may be a while before it actually meets in the middle somewhere.
You know, that's been the challenge all along, you know, so.
Okay. Starlink, brother. It works great.
It does. Everybody's using that.
Well, one more thing, on April 5th, Baker, the Vegas run, where all the cops will be up here. They should be up there around 7 o'clock at night, and they'll be on top of the hill for probably about 3 in the morning. So the only impact on us will be at nighttime from about 7 at night, and that's all the cops running in Baker, Vegas.
Yeah, and that's April 5th?
Yeah, they practically live up here. They're all over the place up here.
Because 8,000 people show up for this race because they have 20 different checkpoints, 20 different teams. Road runners running all for one department.
Generator. No,
right.
They'll be up there at the archery range where they're going to have their turnaround, where their one group will come in, another guy will take off and go. So they'll be up the archery range and then down south of the Sandy Valley back road.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird range. That's
new.
I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Next month?
All in favor?
Aye.
Let's go have dinner. I got a little bit busier. I got a retreat call. All my employees from the east. Software company in the east are coming out here for a week. Starting on Sunday.
Well, yeah, you said that. So.